Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. It's the podcast where he talks about all the stuff. What happened? Where are we? I wanted to say, it's stupid, but my wife and I just bought a dragon fruit from the store because we have never had a dragon fruit ever before. So that should be fun. We watched a video just a few minutes ago about how do you do this? How do you cut it? How do you make it? And it looks really, really easy, so I can't wait to try it. Tell me your thoughts on dragon fruit. You can message me on the social media or email, all those things. So the first word is censor, second form, C-E-N-S-O-R. This is a transitive verb from 1882. To examine in order to suppress or delete anything considered objectionable, as in censor the news. As I said in the last episode, I don't like this. I don't think things should be censored. I understand that sometimes, top secret files, maybe some people shouldn't know about some things, and maybe it's okay in that case. But in general, I feel like, books should be out there, words should be out there. You shouldn't be censoring movie. I don't know. That's just my thoughts. And then also to suppress or delete as objectionable, as in censor out indecent passages. What is indecent? It is an in the eye of the beholder. Next is censorious, adjective from 1536, marked by or given to censure. And that is spelled C-E-N-S-U-R-E, which we will get to shortly. As in censorious comments, also as in a censorious critic. They love to censor things. This is from the Latin censorious, or probably censorious, and that means of a censor. And then it says there's a synonym. See the word critical. Censoriously is an adverb, and censoriousness is a noun. Next is censorship. It is a boat that you can't see because they have censored it. It is a noun from circa 1591, 1A, the institution, system, or practice of censoring. 1B, the actions or practices of censors, especially censorial control exercised repressively. 2, the office, power, or term of a Roman censor. 3, exclusion from consciousness by the psychic censor. That goes to the hypothetical psychic agency that we learned about in the last episode. Okay, that's that. Next is censurable. Censurable. Adjective from 1634. Deserving or open to censure, as in censurable behavior. Next is censure. C-E-N-S-U-R-E, first form, noun from the 14th century. 1, a judgment involving condemnation. Number 2 is archaic. Synonyms are opinion and judgment. 3, the act of blaming or condemning sternly. 4, an official reprimand. You don't want to get one of those censures. Second form of censure is a verb. I think it is just transitive. From 1587, 1 is obsolete. The synonyms are estimate and judge. 2, to find fault with and criticize as blameworthy. And then a synonym is criticize for all of it. And censurer is a noun. Next is census. Noun from 1634, 1, a count of the population and a property evaluation in early Rome. 2, a usually complete enumeration of a population, specifically a periodic governmental enumeration of population. Number three, synonyms are count and tally. And then census is also a transitive verb. We just did the census last year, didn't we? Didn't we do that? Yes, we did. Hopefully you filled out all the proper information, because it helps to for cities to get, you know, proper budgetary things when everybody does that, and you know, just so we know who's where and who's what. You know, I guess I do see partly that's maybe like, oh, maybe it's infringing on our freedom, our privacy. But you know, I think there's more good than bad that comes from those, probably. I don't know the details. I should know these things, but I don't. I don't know nothing. Okay, moving on to cent, C-E-N-T, first form, noun from 1782. One, a monetary unit equal to 1/100th of a basic unit of value. And then it says to see lots of words in the money table. So maybe each of these types of money, which I will read, use cents as 1/100th of them. So there's beer, B-I-R-R, dollar, euro, leon, lilangeni, nakfa, rand or rond, rupee, and shilling. So those maybe have cents as well. Number two, a coin, token, or note representing 1 cent. Three, the Fen of the People's Republic of China. The Fen is F-E-N. Let's see, this is a French word, which means hundred, from the Latin centum, and there's more at the word hundred, because it is 1/100th. Next is the second form of cent. It is an abbreviation for 1, centigrade, 2, central, 3, centum, and 4, century. Now we have cent again with a capital C. It is an abbreviation for central. Next is central. It's almost like central, but it is central. C-E-N-T-A-L, noun from 1870. It is chiefly British. And we have the number one definition for the word hundredweight. Yes, that is one word, hundredweight. I'm not entirely sure what this means, but we'll find out when we get to the H's. Next is centas, C-E-N-T-A-S, noun from, where is it? Circa 1934. It looks like the plurals of this are centai, C-E-N-T-A-I, or centu, C-E-N-T-U. Those are odd plural forms in my brain, but this is not a typical English word, because it just says, see the word litas, L-I-T-A-S, in the money table. So maybe, you know, this is the 1/100th version of that money, maybe? I don't know. This is a Lithuanian word, probably from the French centime or the English cent. Yeah. Anyway, maybe it's the Lithuanian money. Next is centaur. How do you want to say this? Centaur? Centaur? C-E-N-T-A-U-R. Noun from the 14th century. Any of a race of creatures fabled to be half human and half horse and to live in the mountains of Thessaly, capital T-H-E-S-S-A-L-Y, Thessaly. Is that in Italy? I'm not sure. This is from Latin, cantorus, from the Greek, cantoros. That's all that says. They just made up that word for half humans, half horses. Okay, next is centauria. Noun from circa 1829, any of a large genus of composite herbs, as bachelor's button, including several cultivated for their showy heads of tubular florets. And the genus name is Centauria. What is with this first part, centaur, meaning like combined things? This is a composite herb. Does that mean it's combined from things? Then the centaur is combined in humans and horses? Where did this come from? Maybe we'll learn it soon. I don't know. Okay, next is Centaurus. Capital C-E-N-T-A-U-R-U-S. Centaurus. This is a noun from 1870. A southern constellation between the Southern Cross and Hydra. So I see the word Taurus is in there. So I wonder if that's... is that a bull? But it's probably based on Centaur, the half-human, half-horse, right? We should probably find out what this constellation looks like. I betcha it is a half-human, half-horse. And our last word is Centauri. Or is it Centauri? Centaur. It's a centaur. I don't know how to say this word anymore. Centaur. Centaur? Centaur. I'm just going to say Centauri. Centaur with a Y. Noun from the 14th century. Any of a genus of low herbs of the gentian family, especially an old world herb that produces pink flowers and is used in herbal medicine. Okay, so the genus name is Centaurium. We have a couple scientific names. Centaurium, Crithraea, also Centaurium umbellatum. And what is the etymology? It's from centaur or centauros. I don't know why. Does it look like a half horse, half human? Probably not. Those were all the words. Censor, censorious, censorship, censurable, censure, census, cent, central, centos. What was that? Oh, there's the money. Centaur, centauria, centaurus, and centauri. I want to pick centaur as the word of the episode. The horses are running. The horses are running. Oh my God, they have humans on top of them. That is it for the words. That is it for the words. Oh, I did not update my web pages. Today is April 8th. It is Holocaust Remembrance Day here in America. It's also Rex Manning Day. In Sweden, it is Rumanians Independence Day. It is, which is maybe also International Romani Day. That's maybe also in Romania. The other one was Sweden. I don't know. Let's see. It is also, click on the thing and click on this thing. It is also Buddha's birthday in Japan, also known as Hana Matsuri, which is the flower festival. And where it's already time for the fun holidays for April 8th. There's just one. It is National Empanada Day. So go have some empanadas. Okay, I think I've spoken enough for that. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer's... What do I do? Dispensing information. That's what I do. Goodbye.